Yeah, no, I was like, oh, that's like a wizarding thing. Like,
yeah, like, okay.
Oh. I'm like on to Sylvia Plath or whatever.
Hi.
This is Rant and Review, where we rant about current events and then review a culturally relevant topic and give it a completely arbitrary rating. I'm Allison.
And I'm Katie.
And this week we will be reviewing Millennials.
This week we have the crossover event of the millennium. This is the crossover you didn't ask for, but definitely need. Here to help us review Millennials, we're joined by Tiff and Dana from the podcast Death by Millennial.
Hi.
Also, full disclosure, Tiff is also my wife. You may remember her from such episodes as the Big Little Lies perfunctory blowout story.
Rude.
Yeah.
Infamous.
Infamous perfunctory blowout. Tiffany.
The blowout that never happened.
The blowout that really blew.
Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
We're so excited to have you.
We're excited to be here.
You're millennials, we're millennials. It's just like, you know.
This is the most millennial thing ever.
Totally. We should do a targeted ad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just to millennials. Yeah. Broad blanket.
Uh-huh. I mean, everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
And they're pretty successful.
Yeah, it's worked on me. That's for sure.
Semi-successful.
It works on me all the time. I don't like when they're like really off base. I get like pissed. I'm like, you don't know me at all.
How dare you?
I feel like I notice it all the time that there's like horrible millennial.
Well, yeah, like
fake branding.
Yeah. You can tell. Yeah. Sometimes they're scams.
Yeah.
When you like when you get catfished by a targeted ad.
I've definitely bought things off of Instagram though. We bought our couch off of Instagram.
Whoa, that's a big one. That.
Yeah.
I've only bought like small subscription based things like razors and tampons.
I get a lot of like high end clothes recommendations and like shoes, which I don't think I'm that fashionable. I did buy
one of those, but like a bra brand, and I bought it, and then was it Third Love? No.
Someone copying
Richer Poor something.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the bra brand?
I've gotten those. Yeah, I've gotten that ad before.
It didn't fit my boobs right.
I mean, it's hard to buy a bra off the internet.
Yeah, it was a dumb idea. I got suckered in.
I feel like I got a lot of like bedding ads, and specifically like lesbian-esque.
Oh, yeah. Like where there's like two girls in bed like snuggling.
Oh, really?
I said, I'm
intrigued. Do they come with a bed or?
Yeah. Do they come with the sheets? I get sheet ads too, but they're like linen sheets because all I do is look for linen sheets.
Yeah, I get a lot of linen.
Brooklinen?
Mm-hmm.
I know every
Parachute.
Yeah.
I don't think linen sheets would. All these linen shirts I have are always wrinkled and I can never wear them.
That's the vibe. You like your bed all wrinkled.
It's like wrinkled on purpose.
Yeah, it looks
it's
like
supposed
cozy.
To be a little wrinkly.
Yeah.
And it's like not
really. You know the millennials like things when they're not too perfect?
Sometimes things that are expensive are worse. Do you guys know that?
No.
Oh.
No.
It just sounded funny.
Freckle from The Gay and Wondrous Life of Caleb Gallo. You should really check it out. It's funny. It's like a YouTube show or whatever. Mm.
I don't know any of these words except YouTube.
Guess you're not a real millennial then.
I guess not.
Oh, yeah. Millennials love YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I love
but
YouTube.
But Gen Z really loves
do
YouTube,
they?
Right?
Do they
I don't
love
think
it more?
Millennials...
No, Z is... I feel like Z is the YouTube.
Is heavy into
really?
The tube.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot rarer to see millennials watching YouTube.
Oh.
It's like, I think we have, like,
there's
we
like
watch
niche,
Netflix.
There's, like, millennial
Hulu.
Niches that are into YouTube. Like, the, like, gaming community or...
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I've recently gotten into the tube, and I am... all about it.
Yeah, you love
it's totally
YouTube.
Tubular.
Bon Appetit.
Bon Appetit is what got me in.
Munchies.
Yeah.
You like that hot sauce show.
Oh, she
I
likes that
like it,
lady.
But don't like it.
She likes that lady with
oh,
the
I don't
long
like
nails.
That guy. The hot sauce guy.
I don't like
he's
him.
He's really
either.
Bad sucks. At interviewing, but I also like watching people
he's
in pain.
He's so awkward.
Yeah, I really don't like him.
No.
What's his name? He was on Bon Appetit, right?
Evans.
No. Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry. No. I'm confusing two of the like white guys that were on Bon Appetit. One was the hot sauce guy. The other was the like more nerdy the one that always rolls up his sleeves and
food. Oh, Babish.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
I don't like Babish. I don't like the headless video.
Yeah, no, I do not like
headless talking head. Yeah.
I'm like, you are a little too Reddit for me.
I also like kind of don't like, but also really do like Try Guys.
Oh, yeah. You love Try Guys.
Nerds.
Dorks.
Wait, what's Try Guys?
It's four guys who try stuff. So like one guy tries the entire menu at McDonald's.
They've simulated like
Panda Express.
The pain of giving birth.
They did yeah.
Drag.
They've
done.
Ear cleaning.
Acupuncture.
Oh, the ear cleaning? Don't get me started.
It was really great.
I loved that.
Yeah, I want to go get that done.
Don't you feel like there's so much stuff in there?
Yeah.
Oh, I've
yeah,
never yeah. seen what you're talking about, but I'm always thinking about what's in my ears.
You should watch it.
It's nasty.
It makes your ears itch so bad.
Yeah, I want to get that done so too. Bad.
Me too. I'm a waxy gal.
I'm waxy too. And I used to get them like... when I was younger, because I had a lot of ear infections.
Yeah, me too.
So they have to like spray it out with like a pressure.
It's called an elephant ear washer. It's the best thing in the world.
Does it hurt?
A little bit, but in like a good way.
Yeah. Whoa. I mean,
probably a lot of like pressure.
Yeah, it's like you're literally squeezing this water into your ear, so it's like a really sharp jet stream.
Dana's looking for that in a partner.
Yeah, someone to use that on me.
Oh, it's like an at-home thing?
Well, you get it done at the doctor, but you can buy them yourself. My parents have them, and so when I go home, they do it for me.
God.
Okay, wait.
This is like so disgusting.
Dana, okay, so let's go through this. So when you're on a date, like
the
what
first
date?
Question is, how do you feel about earwax?
Yeah, it's got to be, because it's clearly so important to you. Yeah.
Is it on the first date?
No, I've never brought it up.
I feel like this leads pretty well into your rant.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you talk to us about what's going on
what's
with your dating
here?
Life?
Like, we need to, let's unpack
I'm
a little
single,
bit.
I'm single, and it's my first time doing a dating app, so people love hearing about it. So
you love talking about it.
Yeah, it's fun to talk about.
So it's a perfect symbiotic relationship. You want to talk about it, we want to hear about it.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's
well,
do it.
I've started a list of things that I've noticed about these profiles.
Wait, can I ask just like a few?
Yeah,
just
please.
A couple background questions. So... So you said you're recently single?
7 months.
Okay. But you've never done dating apps before?
No.
Because your relationship was like 5 years or something?
The last one was like a year, the one before that was 5.
Oh. Right.
Yeah.
But you just hadn't done it.
Yeah, it wasn't a thing.
Because she was in relationships the whole time.
Back to back relationships.
This is amazing.
Katie and I saw each other on OkCupid and denied each other.
I have told people
stars.
That story before.
it's a tricky thing. I could see how that could happen. I say no to like 90% of the people on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Slim
but
pickings.
You're still getting a lot of dates, so that's that seems good.
No, it's been good so far.
Okay, so you two swiped, you both...
It was like, okay.
It was okay, Cupid. So there wasn't any swiping. You just there was this function where you could just like real quick look at just one picture of people and give them a star rating.
Oof.
I gave you 2 stars. You guys should have seen this profile pic though.
This is what Katie always says.
What was the
profile was not good. The reason I tell this story to people is because literally I'm like, my two friends who are married.
Yeah.
Because of a profile. Like, I've used it to like help people with their profiles before. Because I'm like, it's very, very important.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, she famously says that my profile was too crazy.
It sounds a little
Her
crazy.
Username was Party P. Was it?
It was Party with an I _ gal. Okay. That's not crazy. That's cute.
Party gal.
I would. Yeah. That would scare me.
Her entire bio, you know, you can write a lot of them there. Just said, I'm a down ass bitch.
And?
And her photos were like a picture of Jesus on the wall with a foot.
Oh my
what
God.
Do
you
mean?
Foot.
You
are
oh,
not describing
foot.
This well at all. It's like, there's this, it was like a
was very,
weird painting of Jesus from one of my friends in college. It was like on their wall and it was like a 35 millimeter film photo of like my foot in like a black heel.
It was
like,
very American Apparel.
Yeah. American, very American Apparel
Katie
describes
was trying
me
to weed
in
out
college.
The, weed out the normies.
That's what I say every fucking time.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Tiff.
She, I think she,
It worked.
It worked.
You're too normal.
Well, that's true. I was not getting a lot of dates either. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
And then my photo was just too silly.
What was yours?
It wasn't even, it was like you looked like a little kid.
Oh, yeah. That's cute. You know.
Yeah, that's cute, as in a little kid and not someone I want to fuck.
Yeah, creepy, yeah.
I was wearing a backwards hat, riding a little pony toy thing.
Okay, I get it.
And she literally looked like a child.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like that she wasn't cute, it was that she looked like a child.
Yeah.
I mean, it did have a real sense of joy.
It was no Zendaya.
Supplementary photos.
Fuck you.
She didn't get past the first photo, though, so.
Well, yeah, because it was just like, that's the thing. It was just the one photo, give it a rating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I looked at Katie's photo, and I said, oh, she looks hot. And then I looked down, and I said, oh, crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to describe yourself on these things. It was like my biggest stress trying to figure it out. So
let's get into your list, because I'm really curious.
What app are you using?
It's called Hinge.
Yep. This is a newer one. I've never used this because I've also been out of the game.
Yeah. It's the one people say to use. So I'm using
it. Is this the one that is it similar to Bumble where it's like more female oriented?
No.
Isn't Bumble like that?
Yeah, it is like that. I think this one's very like equal maybe because what you do is you have like a bunch of pictures and then you have these prompts that you can pick. You have three for your profile. And so the prompt could be like, in my free time, I like to, and then you fill that out.
Mm.
Oh, I see.
So on the profile, when you're swiping through, you have to like something on their profile, either a picture or one of the prompts.
Uh-huh.
And then if you match, you have something to start talking about. So that's what I like about it, because you have something talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that awkward like, okay, well, now what do I say? It's like you talk about the thing that you reacted to.
Yeah.
But there's a few trends that I've noticed with these gentlemen.
Okay.
Maybe everyone already knows these things. It's new to me. Guys holding fish.
Oh, yeah.
Guys holding puppies.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, but like every single one.
The fish thing I definitely knew about.
And it's like, is that your puppy? Whose is it? Is
no,
it like,
it's probably
it's
not
theirs. It's a random puppy.
It's just a puppy.
Yeah.
That's a classic puppy. Classic way to hook
I'm
babes.
Just saying
it's
when
like
you
walking
see
in
it
in a park that's like an old school way.
When you see it all the time, you're kind of just like, oh, another puppy. It's like ruining puppies for me.
Uh-oh. That's
a real
bad
shame.
Yeah, that's not good.
There's this one prompt that's so stupid, and it says, I'll fall for you if
ew
dot dot dot, and then they fill it in. And
oh no.
I've seen
I can only imagine.
So many people write, I'll fall for you if you push me.
Oh god. What?
That's just like a bad.
It's just stupid.
That's an automatically no, because
you're
not funny.
Yeah, because you're not funny and you're stupid.
Or there's also a prompt that says, I'm looking for someone who, and then you fill it in, and people say, well, call me on my BS. I've seen that so much too.
Okay, so like, you're like an asshole.
Yeah, so you're an asshole and you want someone that's gonna like be cool with you being
both
an asshole.
Both of these guys are assholes.
Yeah, so the guy that I was last coaching, because I've done this like several times, like for some reason men are just like so bad at this.
So bad.
So bad that the last time I did this, I was like literally like, I initially was like, your profile makes you sound like a total asshole. And then eventually I was like, oh, you are an asshole. And like, maybe, it's
maybe
okay
don't
because
change it.
Like,
that's
women
you.
Will just know that you're
yeah,
like
that
a
you're
total
an asshole.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Guys in tank tops. So many guys in tank tops.
Like,
they
want to
show
bodies?
Off the muscles.
Yeah, but a lot of shirtless guys too. But honestly, like, I am almost more upset about the tank tops.
What do you have against tank tops?
Well, we live in Seattle. There's like so little opportunity.
I don't like a guy in a tank top. If he owns a tank top, I'm not interested. Like,
is
I don't want
a, this is like
I
a sandal.
Oh my god, I forgot how you have see these really interesting hard and fast sort of deal breakers that
everybody does.
Is it too casual?
Owning a tank top?
Okay, if you're
really
working out, but like a guy in a tank top, I just don't like it.
You don't? Do you think it's inappropriate for like a dating profile to have that kind of?
No, I just don't like.
She
guys
literally
in tank tops.
Doesn't want to date a guy
it's just
who
like
will
not,
wear a tank top.
Is it not hot to you, or are you like, no, you men should not wear tank
maybe
tops?
Maybe if you're in Hawaii,
Okay, so there's just really specific places.
I don't like tank tops on my waist.
A lot of people have like a flip flop rule too.
I don't like cardigans.
No flip flops. Okay. Except no flip flops except just on the a beach. Same thing.
But she's just saying she doesn't like cardigans. She's not saying like that. If someone were wearing a cardigan,
I feel like it's trashy when guys wear tank tops.
You know what? I don't. You know, Tiff, I'm with you on those chunky cardigans. The
Like cable knit?
Chunky lapel. And then the soft shoulder.
Oh my God, the shawl collar.
The
cardigan
on a man. Men, stop wearing a shawl collar. You look like an idiot.
It's like really bad. And really Tan France needs to stop putting them on these dad bods.
Yeah.
Because it's really upsetting. Tragic. It's tragic.
It's a real shame.
Yeah.
And it's always like with a jean and like a too fancy of a shoe. And you're like, oh,
a square toe.
Stop it.
Okay, so what else, what are your other deal breakers?
Yeah, anything else that you're noticing?
Well, these might make me sound like an asshole again, but I see a lot of like looking for my partner in crime or like looking for my adventure buddy, and I'm just like,
partner in crime. I remember that. That's hard and fast. It's always been since I don't know 10 years ago.
It's just 8 years ago.
Yeah, you know? It doesn't even mean anything.
It just
has
the word partner in it. And then you're like,
partner in crime. It just makes me want to vom.
Yeah, it's like, be the Bonnie to my Clyde.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
people do the Pam to my Jim, and it's like, gross.
No.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I don't watch The Office, but I've seen both of those people, and it doesn't seem like an ideal relationship.
Gosh, The Office comes up on these things so much, too. That's Everyone's obsessed with that.
Peak white people shit.
Yes, it is. It's like, let's move on. That show is so old.
There needs to be a dating app for people that are like cool.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That sounds so bad.
But it's real. Like,
well,
how
what we're describing.
But
like,
it's sad. I get really excited when I see a guy who has like something interesting, like relatively interesting written on there.
Well, maybe that's just most of the world. Like most of the world is just like not
lame.
Yeah.
Well, we are in Seattle. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of like
tech bros,
so many tech kind of guys. And
yeah,
like the guy that I was talking about earlier was like definitely that. He was like, I just need a girl to be on my level and be able to talk about like Game of Thrones.
Yep.
And like, and I was like, okay, like being able to talk about Game
anyone
of Thrones.
Can
the
talk
most
about
popular TV show.
No, this is what I'm saying about these shows.
No, they think that's like a like elevated status. And the thing that he said that made me like really scared for women was he was like,
great.
I like to debate. Like when I go on a date, someone to like. To like really like
to call me on my bullshit.
No, yes. Well, and to spar with me.
No,
verbally. I love
sparring. I swear to God, I've seen this guy on here,
and it like scared me.
No,
like, I was like,
that is a thing as well.
I said to him when he said that to me, I said, "Do you have a lot of bad first dates?"
Yeah,
I said that to his face because I was like, that is frightening.
But honestly, I'm like grateful that these guys put that on there, because then I'm like, thank God, now I know I don't even have to worry. I don't have to deal with that at all.
Yeah.
Just next.
Yeah.
But you have a good like bullshit meter then, because I
it's
think a lot of
that
women.
Hard.
I don't know.
Well, I think women will put up with a lot of shit.
I think I'm almost too picky.
No, that's good.
Like with the tank top thing.
I think you will just go on
bad
dates.
I see a guy in a tank top and I'm like, ooh.
I feel like a firefighter would wear a tank top.
He doesn't have a tank top in his profile.
Tank top, maybe you should.
You should maybe loosen the reins on that one a little bit.
Maybe.
I know. And I try. It's like an internal struggle. I'll like look at it for a little bit.
Does it depend on how wide the strap?
If it's like a skinny strap.
If it's like a cutoff.
You know what it is?
Oh, yeah.
It's
not spaghetti strap.
The thickness of the strap matters, but also how tight it is matters.
Right.
If it's like a loose...
So you don't like a showy guy is what I'm hearing.
No.
Well, you really responded negatively to that guy that had like kind of not the best sneakers on at the comedy show.
Well, shoes are really important.
Yeah.
They
no, they are.
Like
but
they
were
from Target
they
or
weren't.
Something.
They weren't. They were Brooks. They were like expensive running shoes.
Yeah, but I didn't realize at first.
But also,
you thought they were like off brand.
He was wearing a button up, like patterned shirt.
It was a bad outfit. I mean, it wasn't a bad outfit.
He had everything right except the shoes.
The outfit was cute, but then the shoe with the outfit was
very
weird.
I agree with you. I think shoes is like a like
That's entry level. Really, you have important. To be able to put on a good pair of shoes with but your outfit.
I'm easing up on the fashion stuff because most guys don't have taste. It's what I've come to find.
Every guy I've dated with taste is also a jerk.
That's what I'm finding. It's like you either get a guy with taste and he's an asshole, or maybe you have an engineer who has no idea how to dress, but you can teach him.
You can change. Might be nice. Might be a nice person, and
which I've done. And
you
it works
can
out.
You can buy someone new clothes,
right? Not a big deal. Not like a that big is deal. Pointed.
But they might not make you horny.
Yeah, they have to also be hot.
You have to be attracted. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Enough about me.
No, this is great. I want to know more about your other deal breakers.
Oh man, deal
so,
breakers.
So fashion is pretty up there.
This is bad too because we live in the Pacific Northwest, but if every single one of their photos is them like hiking and skiing and snowboarding and rock climbing, which happens a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every single photo is them doing an activity outside. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yep. Yeah.
They're too hardcore.
No go. Yeah.
And I did go on a date with that kind of person, just to like give it a try. Maybe he just put all of his outdoor photos on there. Mm-hmm. No, that's like their life.
They do. Guys do love doing that, and I'm like, I'm always like, what do you think is the value of having an extreme far away shot of you in a fucking canoe?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
women, it's like not doing literally anything. That's great. Everyone up here literally does that kind of stuff, and that's fine if you want to like look at how cool you are or whatever. But it doesn't.
It gives me no information.
It gives me no information about you. It does nothing.
It's true.
The other thing that I always notice is men with a woman. Who's ambiguously
their sister or friend. Yeah, that happens.
And you're like, why would you do this?
What's even funnier is their first photo is like a group of guys and you're like, okay, that guy's cute. You? Is it him?
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, oh no.
It's second photo, it's not.
Yeah.
You're like, oh God, it was the
And
guy
you're
in
like,
the
did you do that because you're kind of ugly and you have to do that? Like, why'd you do that?
I think they just like don't even think of those things or something. Or
no,
you're
I
like,
think it is probably like
purposeful.
Self-confidence let's issue. Get them. Let's get someone to actually click into this.
Why would you put a woman on a main profile pic that could be
weird.
Someone you date?
I have seen some open relationship stuff on there, like looking for a non-monogamous.
Yeah, that makes
to
more
join
sense.
My blah blah. Yeah. Which I think is actually kind of cool that there's a platform to do that.
Are you gonna partake?
No, thanks.
Oh my God, yeah.
Not at this moment.
That would be funny. Okay, but so you've been on a lot of dates.
7.
So what's...
Lucky number 7.
7 they... in like 2 weeks.
Did any of them go well?
Yeah, I've had 2 second dates. Never third date.
Have you gotten a dick pic yet?
Ew. No.
I thought that thought
well,
that
they just
a
send
thing.
Them. It's not like you ask.
No, I'm
they just
really
send
good.
Them.
No, I haven't.
That's good.
I'm really selective.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, do we have any more follow-up questions for Dana? I just thought of something, but now I can't remember what it was.
It's Love really Island, not that interesting.
How are you going to know that you like want to continue dating someone?
That's a great question.
I think you'll know when you...
I'm a very intuitive person. I'm a Pisces.
Oh, great.
So
we keep having Pisces guests that are
so many water signs
yeah,
all
yeah.
the
surrounded
time.
Surrounded by water signs right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I might cry at you at some point. Watch
we're
out.
We're all going to, we'll all just burst into tears.
I'm good right now.
Can't wait.
But at some point.
So you're obviously an empath.
I feel like you should talk about like how you let people down.
Yeah, I've had to let some people down, which I was worried about, but actually it's been very easy and people have been very cool about it.
And you just have like an upfront conversation about it.
Yeah, I'm like, hey,
you're not ghosting.
No. I think that's very rude.
Yeah, ghosting's horrible.
I think that's very rude.
Well, it happens constantly
all the time.
So,
a time where I had a second date with this guy and he messaged me after that like a couple days later, and I knew I wasn't wanting to go out again, but he was just like, hey, we should get together this week. And I was like, listen, like that's really nice of you, but I don't see this going anywhere romantic. I think it was fun to hang out with you. Just want to be upfront. And he said, thanks so much. If you ever want to go for a bike ride, let me know.
Would you go on a bike ride with him again?
If I was really lonely and wanted to like be with someone.
So you like don't even want to be his friend?
Not really. He was very nice, though.
Hmm. Yeah, did but it's
wear,
easier.
Did he wear a tank top?
No, but he wore a turquoise belt.
Oh, that's that guy.
Yeah. I know, I sound like such a dick, but it's like, well, it tells you so much about someone, though. I grew up in Colorado, and for me, that was like a triggering thing to see.
Trigger warning, turquoise belt approaching.
And I'm not talking little bit. I'm talking like chunky.
With like a buckle?
Oh, it was the buckle.
The buckle was a giant.
And like a silver thing around turquoise. It. Yeah.
In like an alternative way or like a true cowboy?
I think that is like,
he was a park ranger at one time.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
yes, cool. I know. It's very cool. But you know how I said some people are too outdoorsy?
Yeah.
A park ranger might be too outdoorsy for me because they wear turquoise belts.
Did you let the furniture guy go yet? Down yet?
Yeah, I think it was obvious that we weren't.
Oh, well, you took him to Oink.
Hey, he had a great time. Although he ate so slow, it drove me crazy. I was like, dude, you got to eat that fast. It's going to get cold. Anyway.
Oh, that is my other rant.
Yeah, she hates cold soup.
Oh, cold soup is a bummer.
Yeah.
But yeah, that didn't work out.
Are you always having cold soup?
No, by cold she means like not piping hot.
Or ramen if it's not like burning my mouth.
Yeah.
I get very upset. It needs to be really hot. I can't do it.
Meanwhile, I'm over here going, because I can't eat hot soup.
You should just always eat at boiling point.
Yeah.
That's the only soup you'll have.
That shit is hot.
That is hot. That is too hot.
It takes like 20 minutes for it to cool down.
Well, and it never does because it's just like on fire.
Yeah.
It's like a sterno. I always put it out like pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like almost as soon as they bring it over. As soon as my egg is like slightly cooked, I'm like, doop.
Yeah.
I can't deal with tepid soups.
Love a tepid soup. I'm a tepid soup kind of girl.
What about a gazpacho?
Ooh. Well, that's different. That's supposed to be cold.
I feel like I don't think I've had a good gazpacho.
Me either.
Yeah.
I don't like it, really.
I do love soup,
it's like,
though.
There's only so much like cold, savory soup.
I got people that don't
like
soup at all.
I like cold corn soup.
That would be a deal breaker. Mm. You asked about deal breakers. If someone didn't like soup, that would be a problem.
If a guy was like, I really don't like soup.
Dan
I
only eat soup.
Only liquid diet.
Canned soup is not that great.
Millennials are killing canned soup, I bet.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know.
Millennials at least have to get in the box.
I would love to talk about that.
Yeah, we've got to have a BPA free.
You never know what's in that metal pan.
No. And you can slice your fingers. It's awful.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's and could safe. You imagine if it didn't even have the tab? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
A can opener. I have one. Don't you guys have a can opener?
Yeah.
Okay. Just
I use
checking.
It all the time.
Like, more like a can't opener, am I right?
No.
Have you ever used your can opener the other way?
No.
I tried that and that was when I cut myself.
I couldn't do it. I have to use it the sideways way.
Do you know what
I'm talking about? Yeah, the top way.
I think that's the actual way.
Is it?
Someone just forced it the fake way. No.
I've seen it.
Sideways
is the
way.
Well, there's like industrial can openers that are like that.
Right.
That like
open
the top.
Your garden variety can opener. Your garden vegetable
garden
soup
vegetable
variety.
Soup variety.
Is not.
Tiff, do you have rants? I think we need to get to yours.
Oh, my rant happened to me 2 days ago when we were at Casco Antigua. We were getting drinks, a little nightcap. I was there with Katie,
mm-hmm.
another friend, Katie as well. Two Katies. A Damien and me.
I had just left. I was past my bedtime.
And we were getting a drink, and then we, you know, gave our cards away after we paid. And the waiter came back, and he was like, "Oh, let's play my favorite game of figuring out whose cards belong to who."
Oh no!
And no. Katie was like, "Oh, you should not play this game because it's gonna go down a
that's not,
slippery
that's not slip. What I said. I said, "Wow, what a fun game."
Okay,
what
I have a question.
Turd.
Okay, wait, I have two preface questions. So one, did it seem like this person had done this before?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Every time he's ever brought cards back, he does this. For sure.
How drunk were you guys?
Not drunk.
Very.
Not, it was just like you'd had like one or two.
Would
or
it
whatever.
Even matter? Like, I don't know.
No. I'm the only Asian one.
Yeah. So that's why I knew that it was not going to be a fun game.
Yeah.
And hence why I sarcastically tried to warn him not to do that.
Yeah.
So there's a Catherine Schultz. There's a Catherine Lee.
Which was one of the Katies.
Oh.
There's a Damien Bertels, and there's me, Tiffany Ta. And he's like, okay, let's play this game. And then
first
he looks
at me. First of all, the gall. Oh, my God.
He looks at me, and he's like, you're definitely Catherine. And then hands me Katie Lee's card.
He said, you're Catherine. The last name gave it away.
He literally said that?
Yeah.
And what did you do?
Katie said, Katie just, like, took her card.
Oh.
And then he was like, oh, well, you're Tiffany.
Like, shit. Duh, dipshit.
I'm so sorry.
I got really confused because I only hear Catherine. I think of Katie Lee as Katie Lee.
Yeah, I didn't know she goes by Catherine.
Well, she doesn't. It's like her name.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
So I was like, oh.
So you thought he was saying.
Well, I thought he was saying, we both thought, I was like, oh, he thinks she's Catherine Schultz?
And I was like, okay, yay, flipping it for the first time. And then I was like, oh, nope.
Yeah.
Because there's Katie Lee there.
Okay, so yeah, this guy was like, obviously. Yeah.
Did he apologize?
Wait,
No.
This is a white guy, right?
Yes.
Was he just like a normal looking?
He was like so gross. I hated him from the get go. He like had the worst bad hair. It was like sort of like mushroomy, but like overgrown, you know? Mm-hmm. Like it was like, he was like, thought he was in an indie rock band or something, but he definitely isn't. He would have worn a turquoise belt.
My question is, in Seattle, where you guys were going, why would someone be trying this hard?
He's trying to make his job more fun for himself, but really he doesn't realize how ignorant that is. Like, it's not a game.
Well, he obviously didn't. He's obviously done this a million times, and apparently no one's ever like been Asian before or something, which seems impossible.
This game seems rife with issues.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's thinking about it. He's just that dumb.
But it does imply that this has never happened. In all the times that he's done
or
this.
Has. The way he's reacted to this, it sounds like he doesn't seem to care too much or really see what the deal is.
Yeah.
So he might just like obliviously. Yeah.
I just don't. I can't even wrap my brain around this. It's horrible.
That's a good rant. It's way better than mine.
It was gross.
Stupid.
Yeah, it was gross.
So no servers ever should do that.
Don't do that.
Please. Don't play this. Don't make a game of it. Just hand us our cards, please.
I mean, it's really easy enough to just put them all in a pile and let people.
I also feel like in Seattle, you just want only a very specific level of service of.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of there, but kind of not.
Low engagement.
Yeah. We've talked about that.
That's part of the thing that is kind of driving me crazy is why they're like trying to go above like.
He's not
going specifically in Seattle.
Going above that, like, yeah, totally. It's like it feels like so desperate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he was desperate.
It's a desperation that is not native to Seattle.
No, we're desperate to get the fuck away from you.
We're desperate to not talk to people and to like just, you know, bare minimum. Yeah.
Also, is that like even if that is a party trick, like, wow.
Yeah.
Everyone
the right cards.
Well, and
for my next party trick, I'm going to guess everyone's age.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Well, and it's like
for my next party trick, I'm going to guess everyone's race.
Oh. Like it just builds and builds and builds from that.
Yeah. He like thought it was really clever, but it's like there are context clues.
Even your name, Schultz. It could be,
you're the Jew here or something. Yeah.
For sure, like...
Which I'm not actually Jewish, but people always think my name is Jewish.
How they do.
In what world does that game ever come out...
Good.
Like...
Right.
Sometimes...
Only if you have, like, Bob Smith and...
Well, he would have known that Damien was Damien because he was the only guy. Uh-huh. And then he would have... He thought he got...
Unless
really
one of you were trans...
About,
yeah, this whole thing exactly. gets into, like, very
There's
deep,
so many...
It could have been so bad.
It gets into very deep, like... issues of like identity and origin and like and all of the things that are like very basic and like deep rooted in people, and it's that, and he thinks he's just being like silly, and it's like actually fuck off, you're like
being oblivious.
It's like one of those things where, you know, it's like not like I ever forget that I'm Asian, but it's like very one of those things that's like othering where you're just like I forget that people just see me as like totally different, like
right
quote
right.
unquote different.
Yeah, it's like being reminded that you're not one of these things is not like the other. Mm-hmm. It's like that's really fucked up to do to somebody when they're just like hanging out with their friends, and no, like that's not the goal ever.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
To like point out what's different about somebody.
I maybe would complain about that, to be honest. I mean, that's just me.
You'd write a strongly worded
letter.
How
was your tip?
I'm sure you just tipped the same amount.
Our bill, we had like one beer, so it was very small anyway. But.
I also tip bad service. I don't know. I can't not.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think it's that. Too. It's like for me, I'd probably be like, I need to tell someone that this person should not be doing this kind of thing. I don't. Yeah. But that's again, like, I don't think anyone should have that level of. I just personally, like, I can't stand that stuff. Like,
I do wish I reacted more towards it, but I was just like so confused
processing it, I'm
for
sure.
A
yeah,
sec.
Yeah. Like,
wait, because yeah. I thought he was giving me Katie's card, Katie Schultz's card, and I was like, oh yay, and then yeah. I was like, oh, so confused. Oh. Yeah,
it wasn't. It wasn't cute. It no. was not good.
So not cute.
Everybody was like, ugh. Like all four of us were like, oh god, this yeah. doesn't feel good. Like, you know, it's like not only is it super shitty and racist to you, but mm-hmm. then it's like all of us now are like, oh god, like we all feel the weight of this really fucked up microaggression.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's my rant.
Okay, so fuck that guy. Let's get into our review.
Yes? Yeah, let's get into our review of millennials.
You guys are sort of experts on the topic, no?
Well, we are millennials, everyone in this room, so we're all experts, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but tell us about your show.
Oh, self-promo.
Yeah, self-promo.
I didn't prepare for self-promo.
It's called Death by Millennial.
How did you guys... Yeah, tell me the background.
So it was kind of self-inflicted work. So it's a podcast that we do for our work. We work at Hornell Anderson. Design firm. And then basically we didn't want to write a Medium article.
Although
so
I still had to write a Medium article. So I got really the short end of the stick here.
And I think Dana kind of dragged me into this podcast
making. Our boss was like, hey, would you write this article? And I was like, what if we did a podcast? And she was like, go ahead. And I was like, okay, Tiff.
And I just said this. Yes without thinking about all the
what
work
it actually
involved.
Means. Yeah, yeah.
But it's been fun.
It's been really
fun. And I hate talking. I'm very bad at it.
We're getting a lot better.
Yeah, I think you were saying that it's like helping you kind of.
For sure.
Structure your thoughts.
It's slightly helping. I think I'm still pretty bad at it.
No, but. I think we're getting better. And like interviewing people is mm-hmm. a skill
yeah.
that I did not have and am working on.
Oh, you sound really natural at it. Like, it Ooh. Sounds great.
It's tough.
And you guys interview like very like,
yeah, I feel like you're
experts.
I think your interviews are actually really good across
yeah,
the board.
Really good.
Well, thanks, thank you. Guys.
Yeah. Do you guys do a lot of prep?
We yes. write an outline. We do a lot of research. It's structured by segment.
Excuse you.
That's probably just
all
like...
All of these notes in this doc are from me, by the way.
I think that's both of us. We're kind of... You're pretty organized too, right, Tiff? With work stuff.
Yes.
I like to be organized. So I think the outline, I mean, just happened because I couldn't think of another way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Dana also needs like more structure than I do.
And I get really nervous recording. I know.
What's your moon sign? Yeah, moon sign.
I don't know. Sorry.
We should figure that
that's
out later.
That's important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because my moon sign is a Taurus.
Didn't you download that CoStar app?
Yeah, I deleted it. I don't know. Sorry. Bad millennial.
Except there is this thing about CoStar, right?
Yeah, we heard CoStar is bad.
Oh, what's up?
They're like stealing.
Owned by Equinox?
Oh. No.
They're like
not
stealing.
Not that. Well, we don't know. Could be.
Stealing
they're
data?
They're stealing like the work of astrologers and then like putting it in this really like good looking millennial branded.
That sucks.
This is like tech bros forum. Stealing from like, and obviously like astrologers don't make.
Right.
Everything is money. Stolen, though. That's the sad reality that I think we have to figure out how to navigate in the world.
In the digital world.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So go over the concept for the show.
So because we are a branding agency and a lot of our... Basically, the people we work with are kind of dealing with going out of business, or not going out of business, but it's just a changing landscape because the new generation that's buying things are millennials, because we're becoming parents and we have more spending power now, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So basically the whole landscape is changing. So
we have perspective on that as millennials and as designers in the industry. We have a lot of thoughts on like trends that brands are dealing with and like marketing things they're coming up against.
So then we talk about basically everything that's all the industries that are kind of dying. So our first shifting episode was
retail,
and we did brand and cafes are a thing,
which was a trend. Yeah.
Second one was like office spaces and
co-working and the freelance kind of landscape now.
And then our last one was on cereal, which was really fun because no one eats cereal anymore, at least sugary cereal for breakfast. So
partially it's like stuff for work, but a lot of times I feel like the best episodes the one that's my favorite of three are like things that we enjoy talking about too. Like the cereal one was I think our best because it was really fun for us to do.
Well, and you got to eat a bunch of cereal,
and I really love nostalgic cereal.
But now I know my favorite cereal that I've never tried, which
me
is
too.
Golden Grahams, duh.
Frosted Flakes.
I really would never think of Golden Grahams. That's not a cereal I've never had I respond before.
Had it a lot growing up, I think, because my mom felt like it was like
healthier.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I know.
I could see that though.
Because it's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but without all the sugar, supposedly.
It's not rolled in sugar.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is so good.
Yeah. A sugar sort of spray on
it. It does. Glazing of sorts.
A sheen.
But you should try it. It's really good.
I feel like I've had it once or twice, but I just don't.
It was surprisingly for me. Super yummy.
It's like actually
I like corn pops.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Contentious opinion.
Have you had them recently?
Yeah, I think like maybe 4 years ago or something.
Okay. Try them again. Yeah. Try them again. And if you still like them, you do you, girl, but try them again.
Okay. I'll try them again.
And plus they're racist.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, as we all know now, every owner of every
company,
like especially food and bev,
is
horrible and racist.
Yeah.
Well, racism is very ingrained
in
like our culture, but like all our products.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really ingrained in the cereal.
Whoa.
Whole grain.
I was pretty depressed, though, because I like after we ate all that fast food and basically endorsed.
Mm. Oh, I know.
Some of those chains.
I felt a little bit like that with the cereal, too.
Yeah.
Kellogg.
Ooh.
Yeah, what that was creepy.
Freak.
So freaky.
So freaky.
Yeah, well, I feel like that's kind of a push and pull with millennials is like having like some kind of brand loyalty, either because of like nostalgia or like
morality
or something.
Yeah. And having that disrupted makes you feel weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
guilty,
especially for nostalgic stuff, because you're like,
I enjoyed that for so long.
But I love it. Like, I don't know how to unlove this thing that I love.
Yeah. It's a real bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the constant push on people to have personal responsibility when we all know it's like systemic
companies.
Forces that are and like, causing a lot of the
corporate
issues.
Responsibility is just such bullshit.
Oh, it's non-existent.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're getting into like just the general untrust, like how millennials are just kind of like skeptical of a lot of things, like generally
are
skeptical.
We all, or are we just thinking about things that people weren't thinking about?
Well, I think it's really because really highly due to the internet, which has been like super great
accessibility to knowledge,
changing everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse.
Right.
And, you know, we have computers in our pockets now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the amount of information that's being able to be spread so quickly is, you know, fascinating and horrible and great all at the same
time.
And
you can find whatever you want on there. Like,
you can believe what you
either
want.
Either answer will be on there, you know? Yeah. And that's what's hard is, like, we almost need an education system for that. Like for the youth now to understand how to
Well,
think critically.
Yeah, they need to be teaching and reinforcing critical thinking skills in school.
It feels like something specific happened with millennials, where because we had time where we didn't have work on computers and on the internet constantly, and then we adapted to it and were on it.
Like we had Encyclopedia Britannica.
Right, we did both. There's like this very, I think, a good blend of
decimals.
Like,
are kids allowed to source Wikipedia now?
Yes.
Really?
But it's like,
well,
crowdsourced.
I think that you have to cite the underlying
source.
Like you're definitely doing a lot of research involving Wikipedia, but I think you have to source the underlying.
Yeah, I feel like, because they have sources.
The references.
They have sources, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember doing papers and shit in high school and looking at Wikipedia.
Oh, we weren't allowed.
Or maybe I'm lying.
I don't think you can reference Wikipedia.
Yeah,
I think you research, getting
the basic info from Wikipedia and then like sourcing branching off.
References.
But you know how like people older than us like don't
can't
understand
computers?
Like they don't understand spam, right? They're like, I'm clicking on whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're saying like maybe even kids younger than us, because since they're always on the internet, they have like less of a filter as well. They're like, oh, well, like, I don't know what
to
believe.
I just think, like, if they see something on the internet, do they believe that's just the truth and fact? Or are they, like, taught in school still about the critical thinking stuff?
Well, I think in schools you now, what the difference is that we have an understanding of the way, like, the floodgate opening that is the internet.
Yeah.
As a society, like, we know that it's a way for misinformation to spread as well as information to spread.
I was gonna say, I don't think I learned to be skeptical from anything to do with the internet. It was more, well, maybe a little tiny bit, but mostly it was like my parents went through the 70s and Nixon and all these like things that like caused all these convulsions and people to not trust the government and all this stuff, and then that like I like kind of took that from them. Hmm. So I also think there's something generationally with like us having parents that are baby boomers.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Although I don't know. Tiff's parents are not baby boomers.
But that's also a totally different story because they're also like not from the US.
Mm. Yeah. I don't even know if they seem Gen X. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I think they would be Gen X.
Oh, I just mean like,
Stereotypically fit the category.
Oh, yeah, definitely not, because they're refugees.
Right.
The Gen X stereotypes are like pretty sad.
Yeah.
What was that really sad New York Times article about them? Like, they finally got an article written about them.
They're kind of like forgotten, right? Like,
yeah, the people in our office joke about that all the time.
Well, because it's the smallest generation.
Yeah.
It was like so cool.
Well, they had their moment.
Like rising, right?
I mean, if I was Gen X, I'd be proud of that.
I feel like it was like real world.
Yeah, the 90s. Like, the 90s was all Gen X.
Yeah,
my brother's Gen X.
Went through the first stock market crash. I don't know the first one, but the big one in our generation.
So, Tiff, what are some of the industries that are being destroyed by millennials?
I feel like the funniest one is napkins, which is, you know, like,
so true.
No one buys paper napkins. I don't know anyone who buys.
Didn't even know that was a thing till you told me, but I definitely don't buy napkins.
You just use paper towels.
Individual napkins.
Yeah, like for a dinner party,
like
you
party
just put
napkins.
Out paper towels, right? For your party.
Well, we have cloth napkins in this.
But like no one owns like.
Yeah, sure. First of all, no one should be using paper products.
Single-use plastic.
Bad millennial.
napkins, or compostable.
Diamonds.
Diamonds. Yeah, diamonds.
House buying, which
I don't think I ever will.
Yeah, it's hard to buy a house. So Alice and I own a house, but that was
barely by the skin of our teeth.
You know, my parents helped me.
No, we have to get support for everything.
Yeah.
We like grew up in systems where like literally nothing, we can't do anything by ourselves. We have to have like either parents or like the government prop us up, and then
just indebted,
we get
forever.
Blamed for everything.
For not buying houses.
Yeah. So like,
so
loan debt.
You have to ask for loans for everything or have people pay for it, and then it's your fault when the system is like gonna collapse.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's car buying anything expensive, cars, diamonds.
Yeah.
Well, because do we value like utility over anything? Like, what's the point of a diamond? Like a diamond, a big diamond. Right?
Well, like, once you know about blood diamonds, I think it's like, oh, let's think about this a little bit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that Leonardo DiCaprio movie really changed my life.
He's like so obsessed with dating young women. He's like, I have to kill the diamond industry so that I no women ever ask me for one.
That was actually, it was an inside job yet
it's
again.
A strategy.
He's just pursuing his brand.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Casual dining restaurants. So we got Chili's.
Fast casual. Fast casual. What that's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. Olive Garden. Thank God. Like, who needs that? It's like $20.
Applebee's.
Well, the food is so horrible.
I got such bad food poisoning from Applebee's one time. Oh. Literally, I was puking lettuce out through my nose.
Stop.
It was like ejecting from any possible orifice.
And they try to snare you with like ridiculous like
the dollar promos.
Yeah, the Apple teenies or whatever.
Yeah, or like endless apps.
Bottomless. Yeah. Bottomless.
And you're like, I still don't want those apps.
Yeah.
So gross.
Like, please stop. Make them stop.
Buffalo Wild Wings. But all these places are just so expensive. I don't even understand why. They're like not good. And then like, we went to Olive Garden recently with your mom, Katie, and, like, the dishes were, like, $18 to $25
For, like, basic pasta. I mean, the portions are huge, but it's, like, more food than any human has ever needed, you know?
Is there something about, like, the layout of our, like, cities and suburbs also that's contributing to this? Because a lot of times with physical retail, people are, like, malls are dying. Mm-hmm. No one's going to the mall, so no one's going to these restaurant chain restaurants that are right by the mall.
Yeah,
I think maybe it might be like a city thing versus like a suburb thing. So like maybe like in the, like if you live in the middle of nowhere, maybe Olive Garden is your best bet.
Just proximity,
you know,
situation. Yeah,
like there's a lot of buying power in cities.
Yeah,
like millennials that live in urban areas obviously are like spending on, like, we're all falling for Instagram ads from these like disruptive companies.
Right. Yeah.
Are there just like better options, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, like, it's like you don't just, it's like having all the information at our fingertips or whatever. We can easily see that Olive Garden from experience and from seeing every other option available. I mean, you can get anything delivered to you. It's like you don't have to.
It's like not a strong enough thing just to be nostalgic about, oh, I went to Olive Garden when I was like 14 for my prom dinner.
Because it's not good. It never was good.
A fun thing to do, like, once.
And it's also all of the food is really unhealthy. That's one thing I always rant about, which is like, I even live in the suburbs and I'm like, there's literally no healthy food around me at all. And I'm like, why wouldn't an industry just react to people wanting healthy food?
Yeah, for sure.
So frustrating.
Well, the industry, like, we are reacting. They are reacting to us, right? Or like, we're killing all these things for a reason.
It'll be the next, the phoenix out of the ashes will be your healthy chain.
Hopefully. It's the reason why all these things are dying. It's because, you know, we're the people who buy the most things now, or spend the most money, or have the buying power. So it's just like,
we gotta use our powers for good.
And we have sort of like specific things where we want to put our money into, right?
Right.
As a generation.
Well, I actually think we're like fairly conservative in terms of like frugality and like being like thoughtful.
Well, yeah, it's like values based a lot of times too. Yeah. It's like the combination of like good branding and good sort of marketing,
ethical,
good product, and then like ethically sourced or the like
has a story
carbon
behind
footprint.
It. Yeah, I feel like makes us feel better about ourselves.
I feel like the thesis of your guys' entire show is like millennials like good branding and good products, and that's it. it's just make a good fucking product.
Don't bullshit us, because we've been bullshit since we were
kids. Whole life,
like, you just remember the things we were eating as kids, the things that were sold to us. They're just like so, like Lunchables and Surge and like
just nasty shit.
It's like we just know that corporations are bad and they're not looking out for us.
We're like skeptical about any big, like,
I think within reason though.
Yeah, but like, we're generally like very skeptical of like big industry.
Yeah,
for a good reason, I think.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like, I think there's something about like, maybe kind of goes back to what you were talking about, your parents' generation being like sort of skeptical of the government, like,
yeah, like all the hippies theorists that were like that went through Watergate. It was like known that, and like also everyone was like smoking weed or whatever, but it was like everyone was like there was like a distrust of
right
of government that, and of like large entities. Like everyone was like anti-CIA, anti,
yeah,
you know,
yeah
we don't trust corporations because they've sold us every which way since we were babies and sold to our parents, and like
sneaky
now with the internet, like I guess, you know, we have a lot more knowledge,
heightened awareness.
There's also a lot of like misinformation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of good and bad because there's like
sift through it all.
Yeah, it's spreading. Like misinformation is also spreading.
Well, I also think like branding and advertising has largely, like, especially starting in maybe like the 50s and maybe earlier, but I think that was like the big sort of like Mad Men era type of thing where it's like the entire industry of advertising was about tricking you into thinking you needed things that you don't
cigarettes,
need. You know, like now it's like
formula,
like the way that like things are, I mean, which is still what advertising is.
Yeah.
Right. But
now it's more popular to be like real and authentic.
Right.
Which is still selling. But is it worse? Is it bad? Or like, is it better that they're selling to our sensibilities, like of morality
and our sometimes value systems? Yeah.
Sometimes putting money behind that.
Yeah. Well, it's like it can be bad because like Goop, for example.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Great example. It's kind of predatory.
Yeah. It's
versus
predatory.
A company being like, oh, it's part of our
ethos.
Unique brand proposition that we're sustainable and we know people will react to it and we want to be authentic and we're going to position ourselves that way versus someone who's like, oh, I'm just like literally like I know that women feel like shit about themselves and
we're going to prey on that.
And we're going to like prey on that and mark everything up and have it be like premium and
have you seen those Billy shaving ads?
Mm-hmm.
Like Billy
razors?
I really like that one because it seems like
I have that.
They're like
the
pro
ad that I
hair. They're like
pro,
we're like
body hair on women. Mm-hmm. Even though it's like a
but
shaving
inherently
oh god
they can't be pro body hair. I guess they have to be pro body hair because without body hair
they
there's
have no
shaving
biz.
But I
you
guess
can use it how you want.
And also, I'm like,
you know what I mean? Like,
it took how many years for a fucking ad to show body hair?
I know, right? Yeah. But it's funny because it is funny that like razor ads haven't shown any actual hair ever.
It is so bizarre.
It's like actually weird. Have you seen that Venus commercial where it's like they're clipping the little bushes in front of their
crotches? It's also fucking stupid. And the tampon ads with the blue liquid, like
this is the kind of shit.
So like on your guys's podcast, like I love the part where your expert on cereal was like, guess what? Millennials don't buy cereal because it's in a plastic bag and a box that's never been changed for 50 years and the branding is all the same and like people just expect people to continue to buy this shit.
Something that's obsolete.
And no one, like, no one at a company has been like, hey, let's...
Why don't we change
actually
this up?
Change what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Nothing about cereal specifically, like, has not changed since we were kids.
Yeah.
Like, very slight changes.
But I think same for those razor commercials.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Venus ones. I know. Yeah. They've literally been doing that same, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire.
Your desire. Yeah.
Some industries, like, okay, if you're, like, the Sears air conditioning ad, you could probably do that same ad. You know the ad I'm talking about?
No.
No.
What? You guys don't know the Sears air conditioning ad?
No.
I watch commercials.
Oh, my gosh. It's a man and a woman in a kitchen, and the man goes, looks like it's going to be another scorcher. And the woman goes, you need to get a Sears air conditioning unit. And
this
he goes,
like a printed ad from the 50s.
What is this? And he goes, I'll look tomorrow. And she goes, you'll call today.
Okay.
So it's like, okay.
Is this
so
a printed ad from the 50s?
The best part is when he goes, looks like it's going to be another scorcher.
That's
is this
like
a radio ad?
It's a TV ad. But it's like
it
80s.
Was a radio ad in
that,
the 80s.
But that's like that style of ad that's kind of popular.
It's like the Folgers one, you know?
I feel like was sort of, especially maybe in the like 2000, like the aughts or so whatever, gendered. Where it's like, yeah, it's like men are stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
And women are like, you better do, I wear the pants in this
house. Okay, maybe
house.
You proved my point, or you proved the point that all companies do need to change.
Yeah.
To react.
Right. Yeah, that's like a really old feeling premise of an ad.
Yeah, totally.
That's like, I feel like there are yogurt commercials like that too, where it's like men are dumb and women
this
love.
This time is for you.
Women love yogurt. It's like, or what?
If anything, they make anything male, it has to be like
black.
Yeah. Black yogurt.
Yeah. Let's talk about packaging for a second, because I feel like I will literally spend $4 more for a hand soap if it has good packaging.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Same.
But also if it has to smell good, like
ingredients,
not be like gross. Like astringent smelling, yeah.
Yeah.
It has to be au naturel. Sustainably sourced.
The thing, millennials are killing our bar soap, but you just bought some bar shampoo.
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's a thing now, yeah.
So, and it's a subscription service, but you can opt out of the subscription. Because I was like, I'm not going to get myself into a subscription that I have to, because I have like done other subscription services where I had to cancel and it was like a whole thing because I was like, I just don't want this anymore, whatever,
because that's a new business model.
It is nice,
all these things are like sustainably made, but your carbon footprint just like triples.
That's what gets me. I'm like, I like feel still guilty about it, like, well, those razors, I'm like,
but
oh,
here's
man.
The reality, everything you buy in the store has a carbon footprint. Like, even if you walk to the store to get it, like, huge trucks are bringing this stuff in and they're going on planes. I mean, it's like a whole thing for stuff to travel from place to place, no matter which way it's happening.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's probably like not that much offset. Maybe it is. Well, but like, you still have to package it, ship it.
Yeah.
And put, I mean, like, here's protective the thing, though, stuff in it.
Like, big box and like, those supply chains haven't been updated. The whole reason these companies aren't updating anything is because they're huge companies and it takes them forever to pivot anything in their company. And so to change one single tiny thing in their supply chain, like,
wrecks
like
the system.
It takes like forever. Like, it takes like 7 years for them. Like, Starbucks was like, okay, we're going to.
The straw thing,
or like, they're like, we're gonna go like natural on all of our food or whatever, and they're like, by 2030 we'll be, you know.
Yeah, it's like takes 20 years to do one tiny thing.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, it is, like,
which is why those disruptive like small brands, you know,
have a major opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, and it is true, like, I'm getting this bar shampoo, so basically the way that the bar shampoo, the premise is that it's apparently specifically like toiletry and beauty and health products that come in like plastic bottles, like shampoo and conditioner and soap and all this stuff. Like, apparently those bottles are like the hardest thing to recycle because people don't clean them out. Like, they're, if your recyclings aren't really clean, they literally don't recycle them. Like, they're in the sorting process. They're like, this is a no-go. And they just dump all that stuff in the trash that's not, like, ready to be recycled.
Right.
And apparently, like,
I think there's going to be a major scandal
deodorant
with recycling.
And all of that stuff is, like, happening. Very hard to recycle.
I think there's going to be, like, a recycling meltdown where everyone realizes that nothing is being recycled.
No, nothing is being recycled.
Yeah.
Because, do you know, that like, there was, like, already a big thing that happened where, like, China now, because of this like trade war, they are like refusing a lot of our recycling.
They already were refusing a lot of our recycling before that.
Yeah.
And they were just dumping stuff in the ocean. So there's like literally a floating trash island of trash. Recyclables.
Yeah.
Anyway, so whatever, the bar comes in like a little like compostable cardboard box rather than, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, like,
it's funny.
Still shipped to me and also this goes back to like the fact that there's all this talk about like consumer responsibility and stuff, so we are kind of being duped into thinking like, oh, I have to only support sustainable companies and blah 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 blah, but the reality is like the corporate sector is where like systemically things need to change to actually make any dent in any of our global issues.
Yeah, but I think like the individual does have power. Because
buying power.
You start shifting towards that way and then all those big companies have to do it.
That's how we're killing these industries.
Right. Yeah.
So millennials are killing things for the better.
Right.
We're like superheroes. Really.
Yeah.
But talking about how we're superheroes, let's talk about some shitty millennials and also some of our favorite millennials.
Pick me.
Yeah. Okay, Dana, who, what you
it's
working
like
with?
It's like so easy to think of one. Lena Dunham. Hate. hate her so much. And I hate hating people. It's not fun to hate people. But her, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
she's a really bad representation of millennial culture.
And she thinks she is the representative.
She's like the worst caricature of a millennial. Because she's like a privileged rich kid.
Yeah. I think people of other generations probably would be like, she perfectly encapsulates the millennial generation.
Yeah, you know? I really don't like that. Who's your favorite millennial?
AOC, of course.
AOC.
Oh, AOC time. Is such a great millennial.
Yeah. She's
like our patron saint.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just love how she just lays it down. She comes always super prepared.
Yeah.
Just like takes it out. And, you know,
but she also still like, it's not super prepared in like the way that everybody
Like the traditional
or like everybody criticized Hillary Clinton for being too prepared or whatever, you know, right. Like,
no, yeah, she seems this like relatable. Like,
she seems like more real. An actual person who's actually saying these things and actually feeling this way about these things.
It's
you know?
What millennials love, which is like an authenticity and like the ability to cut through.
Yeah.
Like
that's change the thing, this system.
Yeah. That's the thing that I think we look for.
Communicate really salient points in a way that's digestible and understandable. Yeah. And then it's like very easy to agree with because it's just like A then B and B then C, so A then C, and everyone's like, and the way she then AOC,
the way she
AOC, well done, that was good.
The way she like treats her team, the way she pays her team, like that's the kind of stuff that I think it's like not just a veneer. It's like there's all of the underlying stuff is like also really real.
Okay, again,
authentic.
This goes back to good branding, good packaging on a good product,
good design.
Okay.
Good design is for sure. She's like pretty hot.
She's a good looking.
Yeah. She's a good looking millennial.
She's a hottie. Big time.
She's your type, Katie.
She's peak my type.
We know.
That red lip.
Sorry, babe.
That red lip really gets you going.
Really? Lipstick?
I mean, I like a red lip on a
strong woman.
Yeah.
Really?
Don't you think AOC has good style?
Yeah, I love her suits.
Yeah.
I like the white one that you have on your phone.
But
background.
Even when she's like just hanging out, like I'm like, oh, you're so cute.
Yeah. I like that she always wears like a matching set. Like it's like
very
purple on purple on purple. I'm really into like a monochromatic look. Yeah.
Okay. She's very Everlane. Another millennial.
Yeah. Into that.
We have some Everlane stuff for sure.
Peak, just to bring it back down.
Okay, great.
Peak shitty millennial.
Okay.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh.
I was going to say that.
Is he Destroyer? Even a millennial? I guess he is. Yes, he is. Dang. Too bad.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg is like
epitome of
millennial.
The worst.
Yeah.
Worst.
Trash millennial because he doesn't take responsibility for anything. Just like Lena Dunham. Doesn't take responsibility for their actions.
Yeah.
Seems like
destroyed our democracy.
Like doesn't think through things seemingly. No. Like where it's just like.
Very short-minded.
What is it based on? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, no accountability would be a horrible loss.
Just not a good person.
But takes himself really seriously, too, on top of all of
there's
that.
There's like an ego thing involved with both of them.
Yeah.
You know, we know the Sweet Baby Ray's video, right? Do you guys all know that?
Wait, what? You are bringing up the weirdest references.
Like the barbecue sauce?
You haven't seen the Sweet Baby Ray's Mark Zuckerberg video?
No.
Oh my God, you have to cut it in.
Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. That is going on the ribs. Sweet Baby Ray's. The Sweet Baby Ray's. Sweet Baby Ray's is very good.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's. We have just applied the Sweet Baby Ray's. Sweet Baby Ray's.
Oh God, he's so...
That's everything wrong with awful. Millennials.
He's so gross.
Yeah. That's I feel like there are so many of these people in Silicon Valley are just like people trying to, I feel like it's like this Wall Street of whatever the 90s where people will like
version.
Literally just like toss their morals out of the door just to make money,
a buck,
and think that they're so important. And I don't know, it's just this world that a lot of millennials are creating that is just awful.
I mean, like influencer culture. We haven't even talked about that.
Oh, is Kim K on the worst or best?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's on the worst for sure.
Yeah.
For me.
I mean, influencer culture is like one of the worst
things that we created that.
Yeah.
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 Sorry,
that's a,
guys.
That's a real bummer.
Yeah. We personally didn't create it.
But as consumers of it, yeah, we did create it. We helped create it.
Yeah, mm-hmm, we did. So that one's on us.
Yeah.
The rest isn't.
Yeah.
Well, the system of like attention and social media, like the bizarre like cultural social norms that go along with social media are like,
yeah,
it's like a whole whole big thing.
Beast, yeah.
Yeah, and well, it's like, kind of like, well, okay, so millennials have figured out how to monetize it.
Yeah. Shady.
But there's like all the systems that are just bad and wrong.
Right.
That are a part of it. And like tech culture is the perfect
example of that.
Yeah. Example of like, yeah, there's a platform where you can buy something and get it in a day.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this like system that's
really insidious, that's running that machine, that's getting,
and all the people that are involved are like soulless and ghouls that don't give a shit about anything and anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but we still subscribe to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that just made me feel real bad.
Yeah, we're really like ebbing and flowing, or peaks and valleys in this conversation.
Okay, so yeah, I would definitely agree. Like Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and folks like that are like the worst of the worst of millennial culture.
What about Serena Williams' husband, though?
Oh, Alexis, I don't know him.
The Reddit guy.
Oh, Reddit is still a horrible place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he seems fine.
And it's like,
from what we know, yeah. They have a very cute baby.
Oh my God. I bet.
Yeah, I give props to Reddit to like actually drawing some lines in some places now.
Unlike mm-hmm. Facebook.
And Twitter.
Twitter.
With
Twitter.
Jack Dorsey. And, I don't know. It's still not a great place, the internet. And it's still like run. It's basically capitalism is what ruined social media, right? Because it was like just a fun place where you would hang out with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And like just like leave a Facebook comment on their wall or let me write my Zynga post, you know? And there was like no monetization around it. And when things just started getting monetized, that's when all these like whatever right wing things like started like popping up everywhere, are these like really like clickbait kind of articles or like influencer like stuff is like when they start repping products.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
you know,
we just got to destroy capitalism.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you think millennials will be able to eventually tear down?
No, I think we're too ingrained in it. I think we love it.
I think the group under us has better shot of that.
AOC is almost, I almost feel like she's like,
she's pretty socialist.
Probably guiding like younger.
Yeah,
I think folks much younger than us, like younger than her own generation.
Yeah. I think we're collecting.
A lot of us are lost.
Yeah. I think we're just collecting the kindling right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gen Z is going to ignite that fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because all the like, what's the Green New Deal,
mm-hmm.
That nonprofit that's driving all of that, those are all Gen Z.
Yeah. No, it's the best.
And it's like all that, high school and college kids.
That 14-year-old who's probably going to win a Nobel Peace Prize, that girl who's going around talking about climate change.
Mm. Oh. Yeah.
Well,
Project Sunrise.
All the like Parkland kids. It's like all these kids are like actually going.
Doing
like,
stuff, yeah.
Balls to the wall on this stuff. They're like, fuck this. This place sucks.
I think there's something about millennials that's still too concerned about what people think of us.
Oh, big time.
And the Gen Z is like, we really don't give a shit.
Yeah.
We really do not care. We've grown up entirely on the internet and
want to see change.
I don't care what anyone thinks. I'm just gonna, because I feel like the desperation of like tech culture and Silicon Valley is like, I have to make something of myself. Yeah. I have to be the best, the brightest, the like most rich, like
prove myself
all while wearing jeans and like sweatpants and stuff.
Yeah.
One thing we should talk about for sure is this. So this Vox article came out, that had a very clickbaity headline that's really very relevant. And it says 22% of millennials say they have no friends.
Oh,
so I wanted to get your guys' take on that.
Suck.
I have friends, but not that many friends.
I think this is like totally like a thing because of social media. Yeah. Right? Because you no longer have to like actually keep in contact with your friends, because you'd be like, oh, I see Jackie's, you know, at a festival.
You
feel like, and,
yeah, you know what's going on.
Yeah, you like know what people are up to, but you don't without really actually know. Having to talk to them about it.
But you don't
it.
Actually know.
Right. No, I know, but I'm saying it like that's feeds how it feels. Into your, it gives you like some sort of social interaction, at least mentally.
Stimulus. A sense of a social group, but that's not really well, and it also, genuine.
It's weird because it does make you feel like you are friends with people that you certainly don't know.
Yeah. Right. No, you know? True.
Like, so wait, let me read the little clip. So it says 30% of millennials say they feel lonely. This is the highest percentage of all generations surveyed. 22% of millennials said they had zero friends. 27% said they had no close friends. 30% said they had no best friends. And 25% said they had no acquaintances.
So
no
I want to say nice. A thing on the generational thing. I feel like for social media, for boomers and old grandpas and grannies, they're like use social media in the way that it was like meant to be
intended,
used.
Yeah,
to stay connected.
So they like actually stay connected and feel more connected.
It doesn't go up past boomers. So I think probably the oldest folks that would be on this are not surveyed and might be different. Like, because I know it is, it says in the article too, like usually the oldest folks are like the loneliest. Mm-hmm. You're just like, you know, when you're in your 70s or whatever.
All your friends are dead.
Or like you're just living on your own or whatever.
Yeah, it's lonely.
I just think this is interesting because, I think social media definitely plays a part. Also, like, I don't even, do people say best friend still? Like, is that a thing for millennials?
Yeah, interesting. I have a best friend.
You think so? Okay, I don't
know. Just like one best friend?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I don't really like think of that as a concept personally. Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Like, I actually kind of think most often when I hear it, it's like my mom is my best friend, or like, or like people who are married that say their person is their best friend, which I think it's kind of accurate, like to say that because you're like constantly with that
is.
Person.
No, it's the truth. Tiff's definitely my best friend.
It's the truth. It's just single people. That sucks to hear, you know. It's like, well, fuck you guys.
Or when I hear it, it's people that are like, I've had the same best friend since I was in like first grade.
That I don't understand. That's like, weird. That person definitely like, is not your best friend. You need to branch the fuck out. Yeah.
You've grown up since then.
Also, are they really best friends?
No.
I'm sure they just see each other.
Yeah.
Not even that often, right?
That's like, assume. At that point, that's more of like a fan, like that's like your
family
sister
friend.
Or something. Yeah. It's like, that's not your best friend. That's just this person that you like feel obligated to talk to.
I just think the concept of a best friend is like a little...
I mean, it is overrated. It is a little weird because it's like, why do I have to have one best friend?
Yeah. It's like your top five. Yeah. We're always ranking
our friends.
Yeah,
the MySpace.
Top six.
Top eight. Top six.
Well, did it start as six and then it went to eight?
I don't know.
I thought it was top eight.
I think it was top eight. Mm. And Tom.
Yeah, he was always number one.
What was the first social media platform you guys were on?
Facebook.
Like, does Zanga count? Or like LiveJournal? I'm pretty sure it was on Zanga.
I don't even know what
babe.
Those things are.
So emo.
It's like where you LiveJournal and people can comment on it.
Oh my god.
It.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Does Napster chat rooms count?
Yes.
That
seems creepy.
Or like, just like chat? AOL chat.
Oh, I had AOL chat.
I feel like it's a social platform, right?
I guess, yeah.
That was the first thing I had. Yeah.
I kind of wish a chat room would come back.
Oh, yeah. No.
That was like one of the many things about Pen 15 that were just so on point.
Oh, my God.
The like sounds.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know the door closing.
Oh, my too. God.
Or the door opening.
What a like, it like gave me a jolt.
Me too. It like really transported
me. It gave
me
a thrill.
Every day after school, I would like run.
Remember the anxiety of waiting for the dial up to connect and you're just like, and it's just like. And you're like, okay, we're almost there, almost there, almost
come
there.
On. Like when people that you really wanted to come online came online.
Yeah, your crush. Like,
but then you didn't have anything to say to them.
You're like, hey, sup.
Yeah.
And they don't say anything back. And you're like talking to your other friend, like, he hasn't said anything yet.
Like, what do I say?
Yeah, what do I do?
Do we have any final thoughts on millennials?
We're just doing our best. We're not as good as, you know, Gen Z. I think Gen Z is better than us. Mm. But we're better than a lot of other people.
I believe in the future generation.
Me too.
So are we rating ourselves? What's the rating for millennials?
We're better than Gen X.
Green juices.
Avocados. Tummy teas.
Avocado. Wait, we haven't talked about avocado. Do you guys like avocado toast?
Yeah. Who doesn't like avocado toast?
Yeah. We don't worship it or anything, though. It's not.
I will never stop buying avocados. Like, I'm sorry. Avocados are, like, in my blood. The whole thing of, like, I mean, this just goes back to the whole, like, personal responsibility fucked up corporate, like, yeah. line. Uh-huh. And yeah. it's like, I'm sorry. No, I'm going to have a nice coffee.
Yeah.
I'm going to have an avocado. Because
yeah.
guess what? It's, like, my happiness.
Because guess what? I deserve it, okay?
Guess what? I work hard and I deserve it. Also, stop overworking us and pay us. There's a bill that's going to pass in Seattle about salaried overtime.
Good.
And I think that's a great step.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because millennials should not, part of the culture that's really fucked up is this whole like work, overwork work
culture.
Thing.
Oh,
like,
God, it's so you have
grind.
To, yeah, the grind. Rise and grind culture.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Yep.
We have to use avocados for the scale.
I think so.
Yeah.
Avocados or avocado toast?
Avocado toast. You avocado might toast? Need to use avocados later on. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. So 0 to 5 avocado toasts.
How great we are.
No, it's just like
the concept of millennials. Do you think we weren't harsh enough in our episode? Are people going to listen to this and be like, oh man, they just spent
They're
going to
be like those
episode.
Snowflake millennials.
Yeah, millennials they have no talking about themselves. It's like the most millennial
Oh, they love
thing.
This. They love this. Millennial circle jerk over here.
Yeah. Yeah, that is what...
I'm sorry. I just think like people are too harsh on millennials.
Oh, for sure.
So 0 to 5 avocado toasts. I would rate millennials. Okay. I think we're doing the best we can. We've been given a really shitty like structure and all of the large entities around us are like these massive forces working against us. And that I think we could be doing more to try to tear down those structures.
Mm-hmm.
So... even though we're trying, I think that there's a huge amount of millennials who are not trying hard enough. Case in point, any tech person
Zuckerberg
will like, they just literally don't give a shit. There was a guy in my office this week complaining about a plastic bag ban. literally fuck that guy. Like anyone who works in tech who doesn't give a shit about any ethics, like can go to hell.
Yeah.
So, I think I will give millennials 3.5. Avocados.
I think 3 for me.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of stuff we've done that's, you know, not so good, too. Mm. Like you're saying, like influencers and tech bros.
Influencer culture is so bad.
And I do think we are a little bit lazy sometimes. Like we have a we preach a lot and we have a lot of thoughts and we talk a lot, but it's like, are we actionable? I don't know.
Though I do think there's a lot of anxiety within our generation, just like a sort of like hovering cloud of anxiety that hangs over us, like with social stuff.
Yeah.
Like
we didn't really talk about how depression culture is like
a thing,
millennial culture.
yeah.
There's all a started lot with going
emo
on.
Music.
It's good that we all talk about our mental health and that we're like, hey, like, we're all on. Some sort of antidepressant.
Yeah, but like...
or seeing a therapist.
Yeah.
Which normalizing
is, which
stuff
is good.
Good.
That's good. But I don't know. I just think like
it's
generally...
better than like mass shootings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think generally we have a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
Like collectively.
Yeah. And stuff to work through.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of collective trauma that we've experienced in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do think that living through 9/11 and then, like, a lot of mass shootings, a lot of, like, all the terrorism shit, like...
Yeah, it's like you just have constant anxiety just about leaving your house or going
recession.
Literally anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I think...
Right,
okay, so
white supremacy.
Yeah.
I mean, so many bad things are just like heaping on, you know.
Trump.
So Dana, explain why 3?
Just like I said, I think there's a lot that we've done to shift, you know, try and shift big business and we're killing a few industries that need to be killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, I do think there's a lot more work to do and I'm not sure we're the ones that will end up doing all of it.
Yeah.
That's a good start.
I think I started with 2 because I think there is like some part of us that just feels almost apathetic to the world we live in, and also like the ease at which, like, if anything is easier, we'll take it, you know, like faster delivery or like, mm-hmm. you know, Amazon Prime or Seamless or whatever. I think we're faster to think about consequences than any other generation, but mm-hmm. we're like still craving all the selfish stuff.
Yeah, I think I would argue that's just like human rather yeah, than sure. generational.
Yeah. yeah, and I think all the things that are wrong with the world now, like not all of the things, but like I don't, there's just like things that we've created that are bad.
Yeah.
And like Facebook and social media, mm-hmm. I think are just like not making the world better. Mm-mm. So I started at 2, but I think we also collectively realized like all of this was stacked against us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're slowly trying to like work past it. So like with working and like working late hours and like how
that people are fed up with that, and then work freelance.
Yeah, you can quit your job and now you can be like a freelancer, or like gig economy is I think also another bad mm-hmm. bad thing that we've created. But like there are more opportunities that we're trying to create for ourselves mm-hmm. that, you know, it's not working in this current system, like the way that we're getting paid or the way that our companies treat us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to like figure out like how we can make our own path, which I think is cool. So I give us like a 2.5.
2.5 avocado toast?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I think like we're, as a generation, we're sort of like very reactionary. And I mean that both in a positive and a negative way. Like we're able to see a hole and then try to fill it, you know, in like if we're talking about industry or mm-hmm. whatever, like, or we're able to see that there's a problem somewhere. And then, but then that also means that yeah. a million new things are like constantly, I mean, it's just like constant rollover. And yeah. that's kind of like, plays into how we like bop around from job to job, and you know that makes older generations be like, they don't know what they want, they're just spoiled brats, they're just always, it's either if it's not this then it's that, it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, see, we're seen as being really whiny and like
ungrateful,
but by saying that we want fair wages and like to be able to purchase homes and to be yeah. able to do yeah, all of the things that every generation has ever done.
I volunteered on a political thing with a boomer, and she was like, yeah, I like truly didn't know about some of the systemic things that were happening with millennials. I actually thought that you were just lazy. And she was like, I actually had to like research like,
yeah.
student loans and housing and all this stuff to actually, because well, yeah, she had like owned her home for like however many years in Seattle, and like,
and literally none of them had student loans, like that wasn't a thing.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
They have things like pensions yeah. and they have like housing yeah. value from like whatever 1970 right. or 80 or whatever.
Right.
It was like pretty upsetting. I was like, yeah, wow, you're like mm-hmm.
but at least
gritting your teeth like, oh really?
Well, I was glad that she like changed her perspective. Yeah. But yeah, how many people are like just thinking unaware that.
Yeah.
I think that like overall, I see the millennial generation as being like good. Like, I think we're more connected with, and maybe just because we have to be, with like ethics and moral like when mm-hmm. it comes to, you know, exercising our purchasing power in order to make a statement and things like that. And like, you know, politically and stuff, not more connected per se, but just.
Yeah, we do mindful. Have more power.
More mindful, yeah. And I think it's because the world is such a trash fire, you know? Like, mm-hmm. everything is constantly, like, just proving again that the world is in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've just only known every single day there's a new crisis for, like, yeah. our entire lives.
Yeah.
And so because of that,
and everyone's like, oh, millennials don't vote. And it's like, well, we feel totally powerless against these forces. So like yeah. so many people are just like, I don't care, or I think it won't matter.
But we should vote.
But millennials should vote.
Which is like what people in power want you to think.
Right, right.
And I think that like people getting more political is a great thing. And absolutely. I feel like millennials are finally like catching on to that.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. We're kind of being like forced out of the nest or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you know, you were saying like we've been infantilized by a lot of these systemic things where like we literally can't do the normal things you're supposed to do to be like a happy yeah. part of society or whatever. And so we've been helped, or we've had to like take on debt or whatever mm-hmm. to do all of these things. And so like
it's like a delayed adulthood. Or
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think social media has also played it like a really great part sometimes, and like bringing the outside in, so like yeah. giving voices to yeah. people like minorities or just yeah. like people like without like usually who didn't have voices
mm-hmm. yeah
and you mm-hmm. see like those viewpoints like way more and when like the news was so controlled before
yeah
and so like, what's your rating?
Oh, sorry. So anyway, I'm just trying to like, you know, defend us. So I think my rating is actually like a 4 out of 5 avocado toasts.
Wow, because none of us said the same thing.
I think on the, you know, under over, I think we're not so bad, you know?
I think time will tell. I think in the next 20 years, we're going to figure out if we're actually going to tackle stuff or if we're going to like...
That's what I'm saying.
And we're just going to get old if we're going to paint it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if like the world's going to burn.
If like... Warren and Bernie are in power and AOC is in power and like the Green New Deal happens.
The dream.
Yeah. yeah.
And all this stuff like and I capitalism think, falls yeah. and we're all just like, yeah, we're
holding
gonna,
hands.
We're
hooray.
Gonna eat avocado toast forever. Oh, God. It'll be amazing. But yeah. I think we're just like waiting collectively to see if that'll actually mm-hmm.
nervously happen. Waiting.
Nervously waiting / ready to like volunteer if needed.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for having
us. Well, that was our review of Millennials.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming.
Where can people find your podcast or listen to it?
Anywhere you get your podcast, basically.
It's called
Death by Millennial.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, highly recommend. I've enjoyed every
episode. We have a great sound designer on our podcast. You might have heard of her.
What's
her name?
Katie Schultz, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Do you guys want to shout out your social meds or anything?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. I'm private.
Anti-millennial of you.
I'm private.
Don't follow me.
Okay, don't look
We're good.
Up.
We
don't
have enough friends, thanks.
None.
We actually have no friends, so feel free to follow us.
You guys are friends with each other, sort of.
Yeah,
right?
We have one friend each.
It's just a work. You're just work friends.
Yeah, not actual work real friends.
Yeah, and one good friend.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, that was Millennials. Thanks. If you have something to get off your chest, email us at rantandreviewpod@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 805-635-7268. That's 805-635-RANT. If you like Rant and Review, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at @rantandreview, rant_and_review, and on Instagram at @rantandreview. Bye.